Cambridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Texting scandal, Syrian refugees. I'm Elliot Francis. Longtime Clinton aide Huma Abedin says she and former Congressman Anthony Weiner are separating after he was caught sexting photos again. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
After being caught sexting a second time under the assumed name Carlos Danger, folks scratched their heads. But when the New York Post published an article over the weekend about his continued sexting, complete with photos, it was clear that Anthony Weiner had not learned a lesson. Now, wife Huma Abedin said in a written statement that after working on her marriage, she had made the decision to separate from her husband.
10,000 Syrian refugees have been resettled in the U.S. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
This administration did succeed in meeting this goal, a significant ramping up of the number of Syrian refugees to the United States, and we're able to do all of that without cutting any quarters when it comes to security.
Earnest adds that the resettlement efforts beats a target date set by the White House. I'm Elliot Francis. The Food and Drug Administration wants to protect the entire U.S. blood supply by screening for the Zika virus. Mark Chase has more.
Zika screening is already happening for blood donated in Florida and Puerto Rico. But the FDA said Monday that screening needs to be expanded from large organizations like the Red Cross to smaller ones like university labs. Scientists are still learning about the virus, but say about 80% of people who have Zika may never show symptoms, which can include fever, joint pain, and red irritated eyes. The CDC says more than 2,500 cases of Zika have been reported in the United States. I'm Mark Chase.
Mark David Chapman, the man who killed John Lennon 36 years ago, has been denied parole for a ninth time on the grounds that his crime was premeditated and celebrity-seeking in nature. That's according to the New York State Board of Parole. The board also said Chapman's release would depreciate the seriousness of the crime. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. School's back in session across Maryland, but now top state officials appear set to make an announcement that will affect every public school in the state.
Everybody in Maryland should start school after Labor Day.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot's long supported starting school after Labor Day, telling WMAL's Drive at 5 last year.
I say let summer be summer.
Franchot and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expected to make their case tomorrow in Ocean City. But Christopher Lloyd, head of the Montgomery County Education Association, argues,
I'm far more interested in the education of children and the amount of time that we have to teach children prior to all of the high-stakes tests that occur.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors want more time to decide whether they're going to retry former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. They've asked for 3 more weeks to decide. They say in a court filing the Justice Department officials are still debating how to proceed. The Supreme Court this summer overturned McDonald's corruption conviction, sending it back to the lower court for possible retrial. New numbers are showing Maryland Republicans have raised a lot more money since GOP Governor Larry Hogan took office. But are they making any inroads in some deep blue areas?
We're participating in elections that we really have never participated in before.
Maryland GOP Executive Director Joe Cluster says there could be a Republican on the Baltimore City Council for the first time in about 80 years. Now there's a term limits referendum in Montgomery County,
which will give Republicans a better opportunity.
You don't have any Republicans at all, and that didn't used to be the case.
Exhibit A, of course, is Connie Morella, the last Republican to represent Montgomery County in Congress.
I have found many people who would be good candidates who say, why do I want to run if I see the numbers as they are now?
She says, like the governor, candidates need a distinct plan and purpose. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,503, the NASDAQ at 5232. Sports Thursday night's Redskins-Buccaneers game has been moved up to tomorrow night because of the impending severe weather in Florida. Baseball, the Nats beat the Phillies, the O's lose to the Jays. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, watch for a stalled car. It's nice and quiet around the region, so you don't expect it. It's going to be inbound on the Suitland Parkway right before you get up to 295, right before the interchange with Firth Sterling, and it's in the right lane. Again, Suitland Parkway inbound, broken down car, right lane. And then once you get beyond and head past 295, if you're heading across the Douglas Bridge, seeing a little bit of volume just on the approach to exit onto the inbound Douglas Bridge. Heading outbound on Rhode Island Avenue and Northeast at 10th Street, ongoing police investigation closing outbound Rhode Island Avenue at 10th Street. We have road work on Rock Creek Parkway, that ongoing long-term construction project near the Kennedy Center. One lane gets by in each direction until 6:30. That's the time it's scheduled. Around the Beltway looks good. Looks like we've cleared the road work between Bethesda, Silver Spring, College Park, and 270 after a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Herndon, 77 in Bethesda, 77 in Washington. The Navy gets a new submarine, sponsored by Michelle Obama. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. We're watching It Comes to Talk. It's time to get out and get around. And while you're doing that, we have got some stuff that will keep you entertained and informed. Listen, at 7:05, Joe Theismann, Redskin great, will join us. What does he think about quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem at 7:05? He will tell us. At 7:35, we'll talk to a Virginia farmer who has been heavily fined. Her crime? She held a birthday party on her land. At 8:05, Christian Tutto on Gene Wilder's passing. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Yesterday was the first day of school for a lot of jurisdictions around here, including Loudoun County and Montgomery County. A whole lot of students heading back to school yesterday. So now, you know, you're back in the rhythm of things. Today's the second day of school, and I'm sure you're all up and getting going now. But tomorrow, Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, along with the state comptroller Peter Franchot, are going to make a big announcement over in Ocean City, Maryland. And most of the speculation suggests that it will be an announcement of some kind of executive order from Governor Hogan stating that Maryland schools must start after Labor Day. And we wonder, Mom, Dad, is that a good idea? Should school have to wait until after Labor Day before it begins in the state of Maryland or in the state of Virginia? I mean, there are already certain laws in place in Virginia, although local jurisdictions can override that, as we've seen. There's some leeway there. I know it used to be set up there for the Great America Park down there in Williamsburg, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, for all of the big parks downstate, right?
Right. The understanding
Kings Dominion and others, yeah.
The understanding here is that Comptroller Franchot, who has been pushing, and we've had him on a couple of times over the last several years. This is something that he has always pushed. It's great for the beaches, he says. It's also good for the economy. It's good for kids to have summer jobs. And the bottom line is he thinks that summer is for summer and school time is for school time and never the twain shall meet. And we've experienced here in the Washington area over the last couple of weeks that kids have been going to school, you know, starting in early August in some cases. So do you think it's a good idea, Mom and Dad? Should school have to start after Labor Day. 888-630-9625. Do you agree with Comptroller Francho and apparently Governor Hogan, who has also backed this idea for quite some time? Should this be a state law? 888-630-WMAL. And while we're at it, should the governor be able to just do this by himself? He's getting some pushback. This is really rich, by the way, to see Democrats in Annapolis and in other counties and school boards across the state, Democrats pushing back on overreaching executive orders, saying that a chief executive can't just use his pen and his phone and change something like this unilaterally.
Yeah.
If you want to comment on that, go ahead. 888-630-WMAL. I've often thought that school should start after Labor Day, Brian. And it's not just because of tradition. If you're going to have a summer vacation, have a summer vacation. Now, first of all, frankly, I like year-round school. I like having school all across the school calendar and having some school during the summer as well, and just having those breaks on a regular basis. I think, what do they do, 2 weeks at a time or three weeks at a time when they have their breaks if they do year-round school, as they started here in Washington, D.C. But if you're going to have a summer vacation, have a summer vacation and start the school after Labor Day. I do think it's good for summer jobs. In fact, I've often said that's the only drawback to having year-round school, is that it makes it hard for teenagers to have summer jobs. And I think that the sooner a kid joins the workforce, even if it's just a part-time or seasonal job, the quicker they learn about taxes being taken out of your paycheck, the sooner they learn about what it's like to have to work in the real world and contribute to the economy. They learn things that they're never going to learn in school. And I do think having this truncated, shortened summer and the early start date, it hampers that. So I do like the idea. Whether an executive in a state house should be able to just make that decision unilaterally, I have mixed feelings about that.
All right. Well, so here's where I'm at. I'm looking at the calendar here, and you know, my kid went back to school yesterday, first day of school in Montgomery County, and then they're going to be at school 4 days, and then they are off for a long Labor Day weekend. Then they go to school 4 days, and they're off because they're having apparently a professional day. So, I mean, look, seems like what we should be able to do is to add the Labor Day weekend into the summer, so you can plan it as part of your summer vacation. It's a nice 3-day weekend. It's a nice time with family. I wouldn't be opposed to that. The trend does seem to be to start earlier because they're very worried about the education gap, the summer gap, that, you know, when you go on vacation, you lose a lot of what you learned the previous year, and the longer you go, apparently the more you lose, and they feel like they have to spend a lot of time in the first part of the school year reteaching the stuff that they knew last year because they forgot. Gotten it, the kids have. Well, all that aside, I think I would be in favor of saying, let's go with it. If you're going to have a summer vacation, like you said, Larry, let's include Labor Day. But intellectually, and to be consistent here, I don't like the idea of the governor just mandating this. And if that's his intention, I would ask him to reconsider that matter. I think he can make the case. I think he should. But I like local control, and I don't like the idea of President Obama doing things by executive order. And to be intellectually honest and to be fair, I don't really think that the governor should be making an executive order on this issue. It seems to me school decisions ought to be made on the local level.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it all depends on what the state constitution mandates and allows, obviously. And if this power is understood to be dictated by the Constitution, then I guess if he can do it legally. But yes, I agree with you. Fundamentally, I like the fact that school boards are kind of the smallest and tiniest and direct representation of the American voter. You other than a homeowners association, you don't get much more direct representative democracy than a school board. And when a chief executive miles away in the state house can just override what a school board wants for the kids in that jurisdiction, that's a problem. Will in Waldorf, you're first up on WMAL. Do you think that school should wait until after Labor Day to start, Will?
Well, yeah, I think it should wait, but my question is, are they going to move the stop date? Because, see, kids, I remember when I went to school, we used to stop around Memorial Day. My wife worked for PG County Schools, and them kids didn't get out of school last year until, like, June 20th.
Yep, that's
so
true.
So are they going to make it, are they going to move it, like, to the end of, to the first of July?
Well, I don't think it's going to go that far, but one presumes that the last day of school will be pushed back, although Memorial Day, so wait a minute, you stopped school on Memorial Day, like the end of May, and then when did you start school?
Right around June 1st, we used to stop school, and we didn't go back until after Labor Day.
Wow, that's a really long summer vacation.
Yeah, the last day of school in Montgomery County was this year was June 20th.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what...
See, the kids are regulated to go so many hours
yes.
of school per year. So are they, if they make it where you got to go back later, then is that going to push the end date more towards July?
Right, I understand. And I again, we'll have to wait till we hear the announcement from Governor Hogan. But you're right, it is state mandated also that there's a certain number of days that
right.
you have to do.
Yeah.
If you remember right at the end of the school year last year, you mentioned June 20th as the last day for Montgomery County, but you remember they just tagged that half day on Monday on to accommodate the state law. No learning got done that day. In fact, there were some teachers saying, don't even bother coming in.
Yeah,
so,
nobody did, actually.
So one presumes that that's what they'll do. They'll push the end date of school back as well to accommodate that, or maybe take all of these Mondays and, you know, single days and teacher days off out that they have. There's a lot of them now.
I've been looking at that for some time, and I think, man, how many educational professional days do you need?
Right. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. What is with all the days off in the middle of the school year messing things up? But the more fundamental question, should summer vacation last for kids all the way through Labor Day, and should kids go back in Maryland or where you live back to that first day after Labor Day as the start of school, as it appears Governor Hogan is ready to announce tomorrow in Ocean City? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go around the Capitol Beltway. Great time to get going, everyone. Virginia and Maryland, the Beltway without any problems. 270, I'm seeing a little bit of the volume on the increase already. As you come out of Frederick, passing the Monocacy past 85. No problems to report on 9529 BW Parkway. Watch for a stalled car if you are taking the Suitland Parkway. If you are inbound before you get to DC 295 before First Sterling, you're up at speed and this car is stalled out in the right lane. Inbound Suitland Parkway before First Sterling, stalled right lane. Outbound on Rhode Island Avenue in Northeast. Outbound lanes closed between 10th and 12th Street. Ongoing police investigation. Inbound lanes of Rhode Island Avenue open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, eventually very sunny skies today, a high of 91. Tonight, 72 degrees, clear to partly cloudy. Wednesday, mostly sunny. A shower may creep in Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The high on Thursday will be 83 and on Friday, 82. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Everybody in Maryland should start school after Labor Day.
That's State Comptroller Peter Franchot, who will be joining Governor Larry Hogan Wednesday in Ocean City to make this announcement that most people are speculating will be some sort of state mandate that schools do, in fact, have to stop opening prior to Labor Day. In fact, Peter Franchot reiterated when he was on with us,
I say let summer be summer.
That's what he said, let summer be summer, and you can't have summer if you're going to school. Meanwhile, Christopher Lloyd of the Montgomery County Education Association says,
I'm far more interested in the education of children and the amount of time that we have to teach children prior to all of the high-stakes tests that occur.
So where do you stand on this? Do you agree that school should start after Labor Day? This encroachment into summer has become a bad thing. Bad for the economy, bad for kids, bad for business, bad, just bad. Keith in Winchester, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Keith.
Well, 2 points, gentlemen. First, about this loss of education over the summer. You know, it's funny how this wasn't the problem when we were all kids. In fact, I was an instructor in the Air Force. We were told, day one as an instructor, if the student hasn't learned, you haven't done your job. But second to your point about school boards being the most direct democracy we have, really? Have you seen a school board election lately? And I will just put forth the Fairfax County School Board and the transgender issues about being democracy. You know, it's like the people didn't want it, but the school board ignored them. So,
well, I'm not, Keith, saying that it always works and it's always effective, but I would also argue that we need more people getting involved in that school board on a regular basis,
yeah,
and not just when the hot issues are happening, and more people need to run on for that school board.
Yeah, it's an imperfect situation right now, especially it seems like to me the teachers union have too much influence over how who is selected to serve on a school board, and that's not necessarily good, but I mean, just as a principal, I like the idea of local control.
Yeah. But I mean, Keith, we reported on that school board issue, and you heard all of the people storming that meeting and shouting back at the school board. Yes, they went ahead and did what they wanted anyway. But when was the last time you were able to storm a hearing and start shouting back at the congressmen who are making decisions on your behalf?
Oh, that would be a dream come true.
No. And this is my point. I mean, that it may be imperfect, as Brian said, but it is, you do have more of a voice, or you do get heard much more at your local school board, I would think, for your kids' education.
You may disagree with them, but they got elected.
Yeah,
you know?
And that is the other problem. Hey, Keith, thank you for that, though. Actually, it's funny. The Washington Post has a story today about Manassas Park City Council in Northern Virginia, where they have three seats open for election right now, but only one person is running. And this is another example where we're so obsessed about what Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton has said yesterday, and we're so obsessed every 4 years about who's going to sit in the White House. Our founders didn't want that. They didn't want us to be so obsessed about who our de facto king would be. They wanted us to run ourselves through direct representative democracy, and there's no purer form of that than the school board and the city council. Yeah. But here, right here in the shadow of the nation's capital in Manassas Park, we've got three open seats. Only one person is running. Everyone's yawning. Oh, who cares? It's just a city council seat. No,
no,
that's where these things happen.
That's where it begins. I mean, the school board is important. And you made a point earlier, I think, at another time, that that even your homeowners association is a form of direct representation in your community.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and tyranny in some cases.
Yes, it absolutely can be.
Roger,
no doubt about that.
By the way, just a bit, Roger and Bethesda, we're going to give you a second. There's nothing more entertaining than listening to Mark Levin ranting about a homeowners association.
Oh, I know.
How would you like to be on the homeowners association board with
Mark Levin?
You
bunch of dummies?
I don't want to cut my grass. Roger in Bethesda, you're on WMAO.
Guys, I went to the Woodrow Wilson, Northwest Washington. We started after Labor Day, ended June 17th, something like that. Did not have all the Monday holidays. One of the and by the way, back then it was not air conditioned. But one of the considerations is not just going early, but as long as you have the longer summer days, which you do into September, people come home, kids come home, and they find lots of ways to fiddle. We got computers now, but as long as it's light out, they're going to spend more time outside, you know, do what they want to do.
Yeah, we can't have those kids outside playing and everything in the sun, right?
Kids fiddling around.
No, but Roger does make a good point. And by the way, back to those Mondays really fast. I mean, seriously, you look at the Montgomery County School Board calendar. I know that you've been studying it, Brian. I remember we used to have Veterans Day, Columbus Day, Christmas off, New Year's, the Christmas vacation, and then President's Weekend, and then Easter. And that was it. Whether you've got a Monday off every 3 weeks.
October 3rd, no school. September 7th, November 7th, November 8th, Election Day, no school. But they go through and they say, you look, every month there's like, no school, no school.
Every third Monday you're off now. It's ridiculous. Get rid of those things. Shorten up the school year. Start it after Labor Day.
Teachers in the classroom, maybe education rates
there
will go up.
We fixed the entire
issue. That's right. It's our problem. We've solved it.
523.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel, but you got to call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now, and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder, even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
It is 525. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway nice and quiet to the Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing any backups there yet, but if you're heading up toward the Beltway on 210 northbound, prior to the Beltway, crews are responding to a report of a crash on the northbound side of 210 before the Beltway, so keep alert in that stretch. I'll have more on that in 10 minutes. They're on their way. On 66, the Greenway Toll Road coming inbound up toward the Beltway, off to a good start. 95, 395 between Stafford and the 14th Street Bridge without incident. 270, already seeing those brake lights out of Frederick to get you past the Monocacy briefly at Route 80, Urbana. Heading on Rhode Island Avenue on the northeast stretch, outbound Rhode Island Avenue between 10th and 12th Street. Outbound lanes remain closed with police investigation. Inbound Rhode Island Avenue open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking at mostly sunny skies on the way, a few early clouds, that'll be about it. We'll hit 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees at 526. You know, what is the world coming to? What in the hell is going on in this country? Sometimes you just got to ask yourself that. I bring to your attention a story out of South Carolina where students at Travelers Rest High School were barred from bringing the American flag to a high school football game. Yeah, now that's right. The principal actually stopped the kids from bringing American flags to a high school football game. Why? Because they were playing a high school team that was had a lot of Hispanic kids that go to that high school, and they were afraid that the American flag would be used to taunt these kids. The Hispanic kids, that they would find offense at the American flag. And so the principal said, you know, I didn't want there to be a thing. I didn't want there to be a fight. I didn't want things to get ugly. I wanted to respect the flag, but I didn't want there to be, you know, some kind of confrontation between the two groups. So he barred the flags. Well, the good news is, after receiving a lot of national attention on this matter, he has reversed his position. And this morning, we are told that anytime you want to take an American flag to a Travelers Rest High School football game, it will now be okay.
Sometimes it feels like everything we believe in is under assault in this country, and the assault begins at our public schools. It's 528 on WMAO.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about health care. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824, or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Well, you may have heard that D.C.'s 911 system went down for about 90 minutes over the weekend. We now know why that happened, and there is more to the story that may make you a little concerned. We'll tell you about it coming up after the news. It's 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The nasty election battle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is taking more ugly turns.
First, the Trump campaign released a statement condemning a robocall from white supremacist and Senate candidate David Duke that encouraged his supporters to vote for the GOP nominee. Then late yesterday, one of Trump's top African-American surrogates, Pastor Mark Burns, apologized for a tweet he posted showing Hillary Clinton in blackface. All of this comes as Trump is struggling to clarify his position on another hot-button subject, immigration.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Meanwhile, the Hillary Clinton campaign has new trouble of its own.
It was another public humiliation for Huma Abedin as her husband was exposed for sexting for a third time, this time by the New York Post, which published photos he allegedly sent to a female Trump supporter as he was chatting with her. Abedin had had enough. The longtime aide to Hillary Clinton announced that she and her husband were separating. Donald Trump weighed in, saying that Hillary Clinton was careless and negligent in allowing Anthony Weiner to have such close proximity to classified information. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is widely expected tomorrow to announce an executive order keeping Maryland public schools closed until after Labor Day from now on. Hogan is scheduled to appear alongside State Controller Peter Francho at a news conference tomorrow. Francho is a longtime proponent of delaying the start of school until after Labor Day. And the nearly 13,000 Virginia felons whose voting rights were restored, then stripped away, then restored again, are more likely to live in areas that voted for Democrats than Republicans. That's according to data from the Virginia Public Access Project. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 18,503, the NASDAQ at 52,32. Sports, the Nationals shut out the Phillies to widen their NL East lead to 9. Games. The O's fall 4 games back in the AL East, losing to Toronto. And Thursday night's Redskins-Tampa Bay game has been moved up to tomorrow night because of looming severe weather in Florida. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right, for a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. It's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. You get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-313-3377 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-313-3377. That's 800-313-3377. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, looks like we have a crash on Interstate 95. If you're coming southbound I-95, just south of Route 100 Elkridge area, do watch response on the way. This will be between Route 100 and 175. And I'm also seeing a little bit of volume on the exit ramp coming off of Route 100 just to merge into those backups. Now, if you're joining on I-95, say from 175 or Route 32 and coming south through Laurel, you're beyond the crash and you're without delay right now getting to the Beltway, so that's good. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, passing Route 100 through Jessup and 32, your travel lane's open. Volume on 270 starting to grow. We do have a crash on Route 50 now inside the Beltway, heading through Chevrolet. That starts to stack up quickly in on 50. Right as you come up to the merge, if you would make the decision to go either on inbound 50 New York Avenue or Kenilworth Avenue, do watch for the fire and rescue. On 210 out of Oxon Hill, looks like 210 lanes are open. It's the exit ramp that would take you onto the outer loop. At the end of the exit ramp, I see flashing lights, but you can get by. It's not going to cost you too much extra time. For 66 95 395, off to a good start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some very nice weather on the way for the latter part of the work week. We will turn mostly sunny today, hit the low 90s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91. Wednesday night, stray shower, thunderstorm. Some morning showers and storms Thursday, low 80s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Chantilly, 70 in Kensington, 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It is 537. Let's get this morning going. Starting at 7:05, Washington Redskins legend Joe Theismann. Get his take on Colin Kaepernick sitting down during the Star-Spangled Banner. 7:35, Martha Bonetta, a Northern Virginia farmer who's currently being fined $2 million for, you know, having a farm. At 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will talk about Gene Wilder's legacy. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Well, you know, when you call 911, you expect that help is going to come, and that didn't happen in the District of Columbia over the weekend for about 90 minutes when the 911 system, the 911 dispatch system went down. Not only we are now learning where you're not able to call 911, this is important, but the 911 dispatcher was unable to talk to the police officers and the fire department people in the field. This is a new development. We did not know this. We knew, for example, that you couldn't get through to 911 on the phone. But what we are now learning, according to Channel 5's reporting, is for a period of time while this was going on, the radio dispatcher's radios did not work. And they couldn't talk to police officers. They couldn't talk to fire officials in the field. In effect, you basically did not have a working police department for about 90 minutes. At one point, fact, the police officers in the field, according to Channel 5's reporting, began to notice they hadn't heard anything from dispatch in a while, and they kept calling dispatch, and there wasn't any answer. So the cops on the street were realizing there was a problem. It finally became a reveal. I think somebody stopped by and said, "What's going on in here? Are you not answering your radios?" And they found out that it was a big problem. Somebody goes back out on the radio and tells all the other police officers in the field by his two-way radio that apparently dispatcher can't talk, phones aren't working, radios aren't working. It's a nightmare up there. And then we found out why this whole thing happened in the first place. And here's Chris Geldart. He's the man in charge of the fire department 911 system, you know, in the District of Columbia. And he says, well, it all started out because we had a mishap with somebody turning off the wrong switch.
The only reason for the emergency power off box that we had is for a fire emergency.
Yeah, it's a fire emergency. If you have a fire emergency, I guess you'd be able to cut the power so that it doesn't exacerbate the fire.
Yeah, it's like you imagine like a big red button, sort of like Hillary's reset button, you know, on the wall, saying, you know, shut everything off if you push this button. In case of emergency, this is the button you push to shut everything off.
But there was a plumber, a contractor, who was in the building because some water alarm was going off, and he was trying to shut off the alarm. And he shut off the entire 911 system.
We had the wrong person in the wrong room at the wrong time, and it was human error.
Human error, they say. But don't worry, they've made sure this guy won't get near the button again.
That specific contractor is no longer here.
I bet
he's not. Well, what a nightmare. And I still have a problem, Larry, to me. I don't understand how it is that there's not a redundancy. I mean, if there's one system that you want to have that is pretty much bulletproof, that there's a backup and a redundancy and a battery and a generator and all kinds of stuff that will snap on any moment, you know, you have a problem like this, it seems to me it's the 911 system. And that a plumber could take down the 911 system for 90 minutes, putting people they may have missed as many as 300 calls during this 90-minute period. I mean, we're talking about a lot of calls here. And that not only could you not reach 911, but the dispatcher, even if they got an emergency information somehow, couldn't relay it to the police officers in the field is just mind-boggling.
Well, and we had Mr. Geldart on the Drive at 5 yesterday. I asked him that. I said, you know, anybody else working in various levels of government right now and also in the private sector certainly are thinking to themselves when they hear about this that, you know, if you've got a critical system like a 911 call center, you've got redundancies, you've got fail safes, you've got things set up so that this sort of thing doesn't happen. And he acknowledged that. He said, oh, we do. We've got all these redundancies. We've got all these things. But there is, you know, for this specific issue, for fire emergency, there is this one major override. And this guy happened to trigger the override. And I mean, I know it's mind-boggling that this happened. I guess at this point, the bigger question is, how did it go on for 100 minutes without people recognizing what had happened? Because I don't fault them for having an emergency override. I think most systems do have that sort of thing. If there is a fire, if there is, you know, whatever emergency you can think of, that there's some override that cuts power, because you need to do that if there is an emergency and the electricity flowing to that is actually causing a bigger danger.
Right. I get that.
Otherwise, but as soon as you hit that button, you would think a red light would go on
and say whoop, whoop, whoop.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Turn that, flip that switch back.
Just so you know, the override has been triggered and the power is off. Because if it is a real emergency, if there is a fire, if you meant to turn the power off with the override, no one's going to care that there's an alarm going off because there's a bigger problem.
And Channel 5 has also found evidence of people who were trying to get a hold of emergency services. For example, a domestic assault victim who was unconscious, couldn't get a hold of police, couldn't get a hold of fire services, was in and out of consciousness during this time. So people were impacted by this. 543.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadeed.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Maybe the idea behind the Terminator, when a worldwide computer defense network becomes self-aware and sees humans as the enemy and attacks, isn't so far-fetched.
Scientists around the world are currently working on artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, uses for big data, and other innovations and technologies that pose many ethical questions. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing, Saturday and Sunday at 3, here on WMAL.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here is Amy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, our slowest area right now to start the commute is going to be 50, trying to get inside the Beltway and into town in on 50. Looks like delays are beginning almost back near the Beltway near 410, well up ahead, right, as you come up to the exit for New York Kenilworth Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. So again, inbound 50 inside the Beltway, heavy volume early. Better Maryland I-95. We had the volume with an incident southbound 95 between Route 100 and 175. Quickly gone. In fact, I spoke to police. They say, nope, nothing is there. And looks like the delays have eased out as well. So go ahead, take 95. Won't cost you too much extra time at all between 100 and heading past 175. It's 270. Seeing a lot of brake lights off and on out of Frederick down toward Hyattstown. No problems to report around the Beltway currently through Bethesda, Silver Spring, delay free to the Wilson Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther 2 hours south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
The last Redskins preseason game scheduled for Thursday of this week has now been changed to Wednesday. This is a game against Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, and the reason for the move is because of some major storms that are going to be hitting the Tampa Bay area, really all of Florida.
Tropical Depression number 9, I'm watching it.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9. So they're going to make that
White Album just made an appearance on our show
on Wednesday instead. So, I mean, it shouldn't make it much of a difference, I don't think, in terms of the preseason, because everybody knows for the most part that game 4 of the preseason, you don't see the starters at all. It's really just sort of the Hunger Games there for whoever ends up being the second and third stringers and who gets cut. One interesting development, though, for the Redskins is it gives them another day of prep, practice, rest before the actual opening day,
right?
Because their opening day is a Monday night game against Pittsburgh. So basically their last preseason game will be tomorrow, and then they basically get to wait until September, what is it, 12th. September 12th is that Monday. That's a pretty long stretch.
That's a nice stretch.
It's a real nice
stretch.
Give
people a chance to get back and good and healthy and
healed up and all that stuff. So there's that. So so there you go. You know now exactly what you need to know
about
the
Redskins preseason. Yeah, I guess the other side of that is it gives you a week or two to get rusty.
Well, I suppose if you want to look at the half-empty situation.
Just saying, you know, there's two ways to look at it.
Fine. Other local sports news. Ovi is married. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals has officially tied the knot. We knew he was engaged, and they got married. And believe it or not, I know this is going to be shocking to you.
No, I know that. I can. I haven't even seen the story, and
you don't have to see it. You don't have to see a picture.
You just know.
Alex Ovechkin
married a supermodel,
Russian multi-gajillionaire hockey star in Russia. It's a hot Russian model. So there you go. He's got. He may not have a Stanley Cup. But he's got some other kind of trophy. All right, moving on. Kidding. I don't even know her. I'm sure she's a wonderful, intelligent.
That even amused you.
Brilliant. You laugh at your own joke. I did sort of laugh at myself there. Because I was being obnoxious.
That was good. That was great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, that was very good.
Moving on to Kaepernick, the only sports story that anybody cares about, really, there. Colin Kaepernick, the reaction continues. Now, Donald Trump says that his refusal to stand for the national anthem is a terrible thing. And he says, I think it's a terrible thing. And, you know, maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try, because that's not going to happen.
Well, there's always Canadian football.
It's possible, though, that Colin Kaepernick is just trying to make America great again. In his own special little way.
I don't know.
Special little snowflake.
Well, and on that topic, by the way, Joe Theismann is going to be with us at 7:05, and he has some pretty strong opinions about
that. It's funny you should say that. As I look at this document right in front of me, Joe Theismann says, former Redskins legend, says that Colin Kaepernick's career isn't over, but he was incredibly disrespectful. He said, but I don't think it's ended his career necessarily. We shall see. There are reports out there that the 49ers were on the brink of cutting this guy anyway.
And
this is sort of like job insurance, because they can't cut him.
If they cut him now, it looks like they're cutting him because of the flag controversy, when actually there's a pretty good case to be made he should be cut because he wasn't playing very well.
Exactly. And the Niners should, because they have to pay him, like, what?
$11 million.
Yeah, $11 million a year. I mean, who wants to do that? So you cut him. Even the Browns won't pick him up at this point, you would think.
Yeah. I'm just not going to bite on that.
Unless they need him. So we'll see. What happens with that? And you're right, Joe Theismann will join us at 7:05, and we'll ask him to expand on his opinion.
See, why would the Browns need a quarterback?
Well, I love RG3, but you know what? It's funny you should say that. RG3, really an upstanding guy, a good guy, a patriot, God-fearing guy. You know, why aren't we rooting for a guy like RG3, and we got to deal with people like Colin Kaepernick in our lives? Right?
I'm going to root for Kirk Cousins.
Well, so am I. I'm just talking about as a human being.
Here's Al Rushbo, 551.
The latest trumped-up media outrage over Donald Trump comes as a result of a horrifying tragedy in Chicago over the weekend. Friday afternoon, Nakia Aldridge was pushing a baby stroller in a South Side neighborhood when she was shot to death. A 32-year-old mother of four was not the intended target. She was just collateral damage. The next day, police arrested two brothers, Darwin and Darren Sorrells, for the murder. The case drew national attention for a couple of reasons. Miss Aldridge was the cousin of basketball star Dwayne Wade, and Donald Trump tweeted about it. He said the murder proved what he's been saying about violence in Democrat-run cities, and that African Americans would vote for him. Well, predictably, a media firestorm erupted. Trump was accused of insensitivity and worse, not only in the American drive-by media, but the overseas drive-bys. But let's get real here. If Miss Aldridge wasn't related to a celebrity, the entire left-wing drive-by media machine wouldn't be outraged. She'd be just another nameless victim of the daily carnage. How do I know? Well, because record-breaking minority homicides in Chicago have largely gone unreported for most of the year and last year and the year before that. As for Trump being insensitive, Ms. Aldridge's murder lays the blame elsewhere. Her life was taken by insensitive killers. Heartless, soulless, monstrous killers for no reason. There and only there is where all this misplaced outrage belongs.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, get ready inbound 50 or take another route. Here's a couple options for you. In on 50, delays just inside the Beltway beginning at 410. Up ahead, only one lane gets by. The accident involves an overturn. Right as you come up to the exit for New York Avenue or if you're heading Kenilworth Avenue, DC 295. So again, one lane on inbound 50 jams you through Chevrolet. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, I'm not seeing any delays. If you're taking East Capitol Street, Pennsylvania Avenue up to 295, all is well. Now on 295 northbound, north of the Suitland Parkway, I'm seeing volume early here, approaching the inbound 11th Street Bridge. So keep alert as you're merging onto the 11th Street Bridge toward the freeway. To the Wilson Bridge, great time to get going. In fact, the Beltway's been incident-free. 66, a little bit of volume now, Manassas and Fort Centerville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Some very nice weather on the way for the latter part of the work week. We will turn mostly sunny today, hit the low 90s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91. Wednesday night, stray shower, thunderstorm. Some morning showers and storms Thursday, low 80s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 556.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL.
The passing of a Hollywood legend and cultural icon. We will remember our favorite memories of Gene Wilder.
Puma and Anthony, they couldn't make a go of it, those crazy kids. Is Huma Abedin now a liability to Hillary Clinton? We'll take your calls. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. It's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and